versus digital. So for that, let's have, that's Chris and Mike, and you can both be on the stage at once. So let's actually do that, and then we'll vote who do we want to go first. You're waving Mike on, and Mike, you had analog. You're digital. But like I said, we need to get organized here, folks. Let's just reconfirm. You had analog? Okay, great. So we're gonna have mic up. This is analog versus digital.
Digital! I wore this t-shirt that I made for Hackaday.com on my digital direct-to-garment printer. Thought it was fitting. A little digital radio. I did, however, write my material on an analog format, and that's why it looks like crap, and there's all these... I'm not sure if you can see this, but it's a mess. Analog. Alright, I'm gonna start off a little opener for the run. Well, as far as analog versus digital, I think the former is rather pitiful. At least in this observer's humble opinion, to be a part of the cloud of which I am rather proud, one of a multitude of electronic minions. Well, just to think that everything in existence, everything, can be represented by a simple series of ones and zeros, like true or false, but like there can be no pure form of expression. Think of all the things that are analog, like war, death, famine, what have you. Come on. Now compare that with all the things that are digital, like CDs, DVDs, cell phones, the Tamagotchi I had when I was a kid. Pretty sweet, you know. Dates himself. Like just. Comparing analog, it's rather easy, but in closing, comparing digital to analog is a lot like comparing apples to oranges. Sorry, apples to oranges. Sure, both are sweet, but only one can be used to watch pornography and illegally download MP3s. That's all I'm saying.
Alright, so now we heard digital there. So now we have Chris is going to present the other side, analog. So let's give it up.
Von White style.
I had this practice better, but that was 12 drinks ago, so let's see how well I can read this thing. All right.
Are they analog drinks?
We'll get to that.
I'm going to talk about analog versus digital, and I hate digital. But how best to sway you to my point of view? I think it's best if we start with the simple and most basic methods, stories. Humankind has used stories to pass down information since the earliest ape mothers figured out how to do more than just grunt and squeal. Why did they learn to do this? Because it's effective. Stories have a proven record, and we will use them now to prove a point to my advantage. After our short stories, we move to the most basic method of debate, comparing something to something else. What's that called? Analogies. And what are analogies made up of? Analogs. You can't beat an analog unless you use an analog. But first, let's get to that story. For ages, there was no digital. All that existed in every cracked and crooked crevice, in every forest, in every mountain, in all societies, in every mind, all was analog. And then came digital. It's a recent perversion, an affliction of modernity.
The world of analog was one of human honor and epic grandeur. When war meant grabbing a rusty sword from the barn and marching on your own 2 feet without with 10,000 of your kinsmen across the fucking world. And after that, and after you've walked further than even your maps will show, you still had to face those other 10,000 crazy dusty assholes from across the way. And after everyone got good and chopped up, whoever still had a healthy testicle left to procreate the race with wins. And they were glad to do it. So now digital comes along, and digital can go to some bomb range in the desert of the American Southwest, just outside of Las Vegas, actually, and role play as Dr. Strangelove between 9 and 5, and pilot 15 unmanned drones vaporizing those other people at 5,000 points apiece. Not too auspicious, not too grand, if you ask me. Analog is taking things slow. It's craftsmanship and it's quality. Digital is frenzy. It's planned obsolescence and sheer bulk. When Paul Bunyan was at the axe, he functioned in ways aligning with nature. He wasn't so fast that Mother Nature couldn't keep up with him. But nowadays, digital just blows the tops off of mountains to get at the graphite goodies inside. It shoots fracking fluids into the Earth's crust and makes your water flammable. But hell, at least you can clean and wash your veggies all at one time, or clean and cook your veggies. Even engines used to be analog. Ever look at an old engine? You can see where every part fits and what their function is. You can name all the parts on two hands. Go outside and look in your new car. Nothing but wires and obsolescence. The only thing left working in my car is the damn engine. Isn't that right, baby? No speedometer, no mileage, no gas gauge, no radio. And every once in a while, the lights will start flickering and the horn will honk a frantic warning of discontent. But that analog engine keeps right on ticking. Analog is sitting down with a nice bowl of weed and relaxing for the evening. Digital is getting cranked out on meth and forgetting to sleep. Analog is maintaining your buzz with a nice beer through the whole party. Digital is doing Jaeger bombs till you're so sloppy even the cab won't give you a ride home. Digital music is on-off switches. It's of ones and zeros. It's only an approximation. But a record is a real thing. It uses its needle and it gets down into those grooves, and it's gonna run its tip over every damn inch of that record in order to get its music love to your awaiting ear holes. Yeah. Analog records are about music making love with science. Digital is like strapping one of those electronic ab belts to your taint and hoping for the best. Don't try that. Digital is accepting Facebook's new version of chat. It links your Google, your Facebook, your Yahoo, Foursquare, PhotoBucket, Vimeo, and JDate accounts all into one neat traceable bundle. And all for the price of 5 new security updates. And, oh yeah, we have to access all of your accounts, your friends list, anything you research. Oh, and if you ever manage to have sex, your Facebook computer machine gets the right of prima nocte, first night, so you always have to settle for sloppy seconds.
Oh.
But at least now you're part of the digital age. You're part of that digital revolution. And all it cost you was your privacy, your money, several hours a day of your time, and a loss of vital human experience. And of course, first dibs. So I vote for analog. To exuberance, experience, passion, reason, and to good old drunken human interactions, as dauntingly perilous as they may sometimes seem.
Well, damn. Okay, well, let's actually get both people up here, analog and digital. So Mike and Chris. Okay. So, who votes for digital? Let's get by round of applause. Digital. Okay, who votes for analog? Let's hear it. All right, now, a Write Club tradition that we do is, hold on, whoa. is we have to give him a title. We have to give Chris a title that he will defend at a later date. So what title, based on what you heard, what you see, what you think, what would you give him as his title?
Supreme Analogist.
Supreme Analogist. That is the title we will defend at a later date. Let's give up for both Mike and Chris.